This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
My God, that was a nuts show.
But I think if you listen to the show, you might not know all of the details that were going on. So Emma texted us this morning saying that she couldn't make it in.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. It happens.
So it was just going to be, because obviously Fiona's off, so yes. It's just going to be me.
Yes. And because, I was saying to Dave in the studio earlier this morning, because of the nature of the breakfast show, we're the first ones into the office.
Yes.
And Emma texts in the wee hours of the morning. If you are sick for work, you'd normally wake up at like 7 a.m, text the boss, being like, oh, I can't make it in.
Yes.
And there's a bit of pre-planning there. You can't do that.
You kind of have to decide last night whether you're coming into work.
Yeah, which is weird to think about.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what Emma did, yeah.
Yeah, so
that was grand.
That's fine, because we can do the show and everything. But then I walked into the office at about 10 to 6 this morning, and basically everything was on fire.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. The studio we normally do the show from was not working. So we had to go into the smaller studio where Michaela does her show. But that is only set up for one person.
Yeah,
it's a very old studio.
Yeah, it's not new. It's not cool. And it kind of sounds old.
Yeah. You know? And when you put up more than one microphone in there, it kind of does sound a little bit weird.
You're going to hear it, I'd say, on the show. You'll hear the audio quality. Except for the 9 o'clock, there's one moment, and you won't know the time, obviously. Or I might say it's just after nine, or maybe I'll
what
say
what did
the
we
time.
Speak about there?
We spoke. I was is in here, and I spit the magician on my birthday.
Yes.
You might notice a difference in that audio.
Because we were told just before 9 o'clock that our regular studio was working again. So we went back in.
Spoiler!
It was not working. So we had to vacate and go back to the other studio again.
So lots going on.
And also, in this studio still isn't okay because the headphones weren't working properly.
Oh yeah, they're fine now, but that's obviously because we're in recording.
Yeah.
Sorry, a lot of jargon going on.
I know. So it was just chaos.
It was
and
chaos.
I spoke about an old animal that I don't even know was legit, but I just spoke for 5 minutes.
Did you chat to ideas?
No, I didn't. I just didn't have time to properly research everything.
I thought it was fun. I really enjoyed it.
We spoke about baby names.
It was a fun show. It was just chaos.
Lots of men.
I couldn't have done without you. I don't know how you do it. It's so impressive how you do it. Like it's amazing to see how different people's brains work.
I'm a problem solver.
But even just on this show, in the last two times we've done the show. So on Friday, like, Emma has this game, the music game No Name, and it's such a good game, but I'm just so bad at it. My brain doesn't work the way hers would. In terms of this.
Yeah, she listens to lyrics.
Yes, whereas I wouldn't. I listen to the beat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you have such an organizational brain. And it's so interesting to see how your brain works, my brain works, Emma's brain works. They're all so different.
I'm always working ahead of myself. And that's whenever we have any work experience kids or anything, and they kind of say, like, what does a producer do? And I'm like, I have to have something ready before you know you need it.
Yeah.
So you were asking me for stuff this morning, and I had it already because I knew that you would need it.
Yeah. But it's so impressive. I tried to be a producer before, and I just...
I've been doing this job nearly 15 years, so it kind of comes natural at this point.
That's fair. And I suppose it's good. It's only spin. We could be an important radio... That's a joke, by the way.
We're
very important. Anyway, listen, have a great day.
And I'm going for a lie down.
I have to get my teeth fucking cleaned. I have to do the podcast on my own. And to plan for tomorrow without knowing if Emma's going to be here. And oh, God.
We'll just play Top 10 Tuesday every hour.
Yeah, perfect. Good luck. Enjoy. Good morning. What are we, 3 minutes past seven on the... I should have this ready and I don't. The 2nd of March, 2026. Good morning. We're Emma, Dave and Fiona. My name is Dave. Emma. Nope. Fiona. Nope. Callum.
Hello.
Is that your mic? Great.
Yeah.
So it's just myself and you for the morning. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of moving parts. Do you know what the FLA is, Callum?
It's a big old hoolie, basically.
It is a big old hoolie, you're definitely right. Okay, so I just heard it on the 5-word weather there. The FLA coming to Belfast. I'm very excited about it. I think it's months away, but my housemate has had the FLA booked for like months, since last year's FLA.
Up the FLA,
which was in Wexford.
Yeah.
And so then she was on the bus home from Wexford, she booked a hotel in Belfast for me and our housemates, and then has since told us that there are 14 people coming in total.
Oh my God.
Now, it's not just in one hotel room. It's like a series of hotel rooms or a series of rooms in one big apartment type thing. But 14 people, very worried about that. Also worried at the fact that it, within 2 weeks before the flat, I feel like they're going to be like, no, sorry.
Oh, they're going to cancel.
We're going to cancel because it wasn't that expensive.
This is, I was planning that, like, this is actually really ridiculous on how much of a forward planner I am. So I support Nottingham Forest, and Forest are in a European football competition called the Europa League.
I remember this.
The final is in Istanbul. Yeah. And we booked the hotel in Istanbul for, like, for six of us for about 30 quid each.
Nice.
And I fully expect them to turn around in a couple of weeks and be like, actually, lads, it's about 400.
The Turks would never. That's an Irish thing.
Welcome to Monday. Welcome to the start of a new month. And what a week it was last week.
Oh, come on.
The stars were out in force at the BAFTAs, the IFTAs and the Brit Awards all last week. We had an actual nice day of weather on Saturday.
That was lovely.
Gorgeous. And we're already into March, but it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week. And by God, there were a lot.
Was there?
We start off with Emma not being able to defend herself and also not being able to control her own bodily functions on last week's show.
It's Bruno Mars and I Just Might on Spin 103.8, 7:41. Good morning. Excuse me.
Good
morning. I'm
you
so
burp?
Sorry. I did. I'm so sorry.
I'm so jealous. I still can't burp.
That was funny waiting to hear it. I was like excited to hear the burp.
When's the burp coming?
I didn't know when it was coming, but I knew it was coming.
We actually got a good few messages off the back of you saying that you couldn't burp again, being like, I can't burp as well. I thought I was
Is
the
that
only
a thing?
One.
People can't burp? Because I know I can't.
We did a big thing on this show the very first week that we started in September 2022, where we tried to get Dave to burp with...
I nearly vomited.
...bits of Coke, and we got people on to try and suggest. You went green.
They literally put a can of Coke in front of me and said, down that. So I tried to down a can of Coke. I can't even down water. I think that's probably the reason I can't burp is because my throat doesn't open that way.
He's got a sticky gullet. We had the band Kingfisher on the show last week to talk about their new song, The Blade. And now you probably know that Kingfisher, they have their song Killer. It's probably one of their most famous songs. But poor Dave last week got the name of the band and their old song mixed up, causing this amazing bit of audio.
Fantastic, so, yeah, we'd love to.
Kill it with your brand new song, The Blade, which is streaming now.
In fairness, Dave, you did own it and you put that clip up on your social media and you've gone viral
of it. I don't know, I would have preferred to go viral for many other reasons, but no, that was the reason.
Of all the things we've tried, it actually is just Dave messing up a band's name. I was so excited that the musical Blood Brothers was in town last week and we were all very surprised to find out Emma loved that show as well.
What is going on? You hate singing, you hate musicals. What are you doing? Are you having me on? Is this a thing?
I kind of forget we're on the radio.
It's really weird.
I genuinely did think something was happening. I thought you were having me on.
Were you gonna prank you or something?
Yeah, I thought that was it, the whole thing.
Not April Fool's Day.
She loved it.
She actually went out of her way on Wednesday to get tickets for the show that night.
For Blood Brothers.
For Blood Brothers.
That is nuts.
See it.
And sat for the whole thing.
The whole thing. Not an itchy bum in sight. Mm. And finally, the last worst bit this week comes from listener Ian, who sent us this voice note.
Did I hear that correctly? Did Dave just spell kangaroo with a C?
So, Ian,
oh, God. Am I
losing it? Ian was actually talking about something that happened in the Tricky Ten, where Dave was saying that he doesn't mind the how many letters does this word question have, but then slipped up by spelling the word kangaroo.
How many letters are there in the word kangaroo?
I think the spelling ones are horrible, Callum, because it just takes up too much time.
They're really easy to C-A-N-G-A-O-R.
I'd be quick.
Oh my God!
So just to clarify, how do you spell kangaroo, Dave?
K-A-N-G-A-O-R. I was very close. K-A-N-G-A-O-R.
I've slowed it down for you just in case you need to check.
C-A-N-G-A-O-R-C-A-N. Oh, that sucks. I had a bad week.
I've been producer Callum and they were the worst bits of last week. The only way is up.
You couldn't possibly get any worse. Fantastic. I'm about to say something that I never in a million years thought I would ever say. There's one thing I've been always against on this show. And I don't know who I am anymore. But over the week that was last week, I did at one point have a quick thought of maybe I'd switch to an Android.
What? Amount of times you chastise people, Dave.
I know. And do you know who I'm thinking of is Michaela Hayes, who's on from 10 o'clock on 10 minutes in a row. It's because whenever she uploads any video to the Spin Instagram, I'm just like, did you record this on a potato? It's just the worst thing in the entire world. And she has one of the good ones. However, I just kind of feel like, if you know me, you'll know obviously I'm an Apple, like, true and true person, right? I bleed Apple. However, I feel like they're just not really doing a lot of innovating a lot lately. Now, Emma and Fiona are both off, obviously, so I'm going to talk about tech. Usually I'm not allowed to talk about tech because they don't find it interesting, but hopefully you do. So basically, last week, Samsung introduced this built-in privacy screen technology on the Galaxy S26 Ultra. That's kind of one of the things I don't like about Androids, is the way they name their phones.
Yeah, the names always something. Are ridiculous. It's like the ZY Flip 17003.
Yeah, the banana 42. You know, why?
Do you remember back in the old days of the Android stuff when it was coming out, their operating systems used to be called like KitKat and Candy Floss?
Yeah.
They've changed that.
They have changed that. So this Galaxy S26 Ultra, right? Their S26, yeah, whatever it is. That in itself would never make me want to get it. But the built-in privacy screen technology thing is pretty cool. I don't ever use it. I don't really need privacy. I don't really care about privacy. It's not really something that bothers me.
Stalk his data. He's open to it.
If you passed me in the street and you were like, can I have your phone? I'd be like, there you go. So, like, I've nothing to hide. There's nothing on there. Do you know what I mean? And it's always the thing that I think freaks people out the most is when I give them my phone and I'm just like, oh, say if, you know, me and Pippa are on drive and someone texts me and I'd be like, who texted me there? All right, will you just text back?
Yeah.
Or will you just say
this? You've nothing to hide.
I've nothing to hide. It wouldn't bother me. Whereas I know people are, you know, really into their privacy, which is absolutely fair enough. I just don't have that issue. But basically this new thing, it uses a special pixel system, right? So basically you can turn it on or turn it off, which I think is really cool, which obviously means it's a hardware thing as well. But basically, if you're on, say, the Lewis, or you're on the bus or something, and someone's sitting beside you, and they can clearly see your phone.
Yeah.
Unless you have one of those, like, kind of screen protector things that specifically means they can't look in.
Yeah.
Whereas that's built into the phone now, and you can turn it on for specific apps, or you can turn it on for specific moments, like, say, for example, if you get a notification.
Oh.
No one will be able to see the notification.
That's very good.
I think it's very cool, and no one's really doing anything like this. So I thought that was really, really quite clever. And as I said, you can turn it on for, you know, specific apps or anything like that. So say if you're in your banking app, it'll only show, the screen will only direct towards your face.
Okay.
Right in front of it. It won't show the sides of it or anything like that. So I think it's very, very cool. The other thing that Android are doing, which is pretty pretty cool at the moment, is this new camera stabilization. I don't know if it's also on the Galaxy S26 Ultra, but it's the camera, basically, no matter how much it moves, it will keep the thing in frame, which I think is very, very impressive. So basically, when I was skiing, I gave my phone to my brother and sister and I was like, oh, record me going over these ramps or whatever. But they are shaky when they're skiing.
Yes.
So you can't see
me. I have an awful wobbly hand.
Yeah, see,
even just standing still, like, I'm not nervous,
yeah.
But I just like...
Yeah, exactly. So that's to stop this kind of new camera stabilization feature. It's basically these creators had the camera and they were spinning it round and like shaking it all around. It keeps the car or whatever is in frame on the camera in focus. And it's so, so cool, and it doesn't move. Someone actually put it on a drill, so it went around like a load of times and it didn't do anything with the thing. And then lastly, that's kind of Android out of the way. Apple does have an event in 2 days, the 4th of March. Now, they're probably going to just unveil like some things. What I hoped they'd unveil was like the smart home hub, the smart doorbell, foldable iPhone, augmented reality glasses. They're not going to.
Do you think we'll ever get a foldy iPhone?
Yeah, I'd say we will at some point, but it'll be a couple of years. Like, they want to make it absolutely spot on. I'd imagine, anyway. But what's probably coming on Wednesday is a low-cost MacBook.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. I actually might be into that.
You don't have a computer,
I don't
do
have
you?
A laptop or anything like that. I do have an iPad, yeah. And I don't use it, so I don't know why I want the... but I'm such a fiend for Apple, right? You know the new AirPods came out there a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
I want them purely because it's the same cable as my iPhone and my iPad. But whereas when I want to charge my AirPods, it's the lightning cable.
They have changed everything around at the minute, haven't they? So
yeah.
It's like they're in the transition phase of some phones have this connector, some phones have that connector, they don't have the plugs anymore.
Yes.
Very annoying.
It is. So what's probably coming on Wednesday is a low-cost MacBook, the iPhone 17e, which again is kind of like a cheaper base model, iPad Air, and potentially Apple TV and HomePod mini updates.
Okay.
So that's
no one really cares.
No one cares about them. You're all caring about the phone, which will come in September. Anyway, that's all my tech updates, which I found quite interesting. Sometimes it pays.
Dave's buying a Samsung, pass it on.
We've got loads of cash to give away to make someone's Monday already off to a fantastic start. To celebrate the return of the iconic Shamrock Shake at McDonald's, just in time for Seacht na Gaeilge and St. Patrick's Day. Am I saying the Seacht na Gaeilge awfully impressively? Seacht na Gaeilge. Tosherash. Why not try? Use the Cupola Focal and try the Minty Shamrock Shake in restaurants for a limited time only. And ask you if you want to take on our quiz. Come on, Aisling did that. Morning, Aisling. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was nice.
What did you get up to?
I met my friend for some drinks yesterday.
Very nice. Where did you go?
The 1884.
Oh, yes, I know it. Oh, very good. Very nice. Very nice. What's the plan for the day?
I'm just on my way to work.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Very nice. Primary or secondary?
Secondary.
Secondary. Oh, God. What subjects do you do, Aisling?
I do music and religion.
Music and religion?
Yeah.
Interesting, Aisling. Very good. All right. Well, let's see if we can win you some money because, as we know, teachers need a bit of money. In fairness, if we could give away days off, I wouldn't be giving it to you, but we will give you some money. In studio, Aisling, we have the Shamrock Bowl filled with balls, right? Each ball contains a hidden cash value. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock and you have to answer up to 5 questions on Irish culture or easy-to-understand questions, Os Gaeilge. For each question you get right, you earn a ball from the Shamrock Bowl. We'll open your ball at the end of the week, the end of the 30 seconds and see how much money you've won. Does that all make sense, Aisling?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock and then I'm going to ask you the first question. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Bono and The Edge are part of what band?
2.
Dustin the Watt represented Ireland in Eurovision.
Turkey.
St. Patrick banished what animals?
Snakes.
100,000 welcomes translate to what in Irish? Who is the current president of Ireland?
Patrick Donnelly.
Stop the clock. Without even getting through every single of the seconds that you had, you've got every single question correct, Aisling. Well done. So now producer Callum is going to open up some green balls with to have an amount of money in them, I think.
Okay, the first amount.
Okay.
€25.
€25. Happy solid, days. Solid. All right. Stuff. Let's hope you're also good at maths, Aisling.
I feel like I'm doing the Champions League draw.
Neither am I. Yeah, I do feel like you're a little bit like
€25 and zero.
Zero. That's not good. Listen, you've won zero. €25 so far.
Okay. And
75. We're up to 100. Yay!
75.
Okay, we've got two more. That's a
75.
That's 175 quid.
What's the next one going to be?
Is this the last one?
It's the last one. It's number 5. It's 75.
Yes! Okay, 75, 75, 75, and 25. Who's the quickest at maths out of the three of us? 175, 100, €250. Nice one, Aisling. That's not a bad Monday. Not a bad start to the week, is it?
That's a class Monday. That's deadly.
Unbelievable. Aisling, have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Al.
Good luck.
Bye. Congratulations, Aisling. 250 quid just like that. Could be you tomorrow at the exact same time. Win with McDonald's.
I would like to say something this morning.
Please, Callum. This is the show where to have a voice.
More gigs at the Academy, please.
Oh, go on. Who did you see?
Did you see
Foo Fighters or something?
I did not. Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
I have a new love for the Academy because, yes, last Monday, the Foo Fighters were there. They were playing that random pop-up gig where the tickets went on sale on Sunday and the gig was on Monday. Mm-hmm. No, I saw classic, maybe 2010s band Scouting for Girls.
Oh, excellent.
She's so lovely and all that.
And Elvis isn't dead?
Because I heard him on the radio. That's the one. They did two nights at the Academy, one on Friday night, one on Saturday night. I saw them on Friday night. The second that I left the Academy, I was like, I think I'm going to book tickets again for Saturday night. Now, unfortunately, they were both sold out. And in my head, Scouting for Girls is kind of very English.
Are they one of those bands that when you see, you realise you know way more of their songs than you thought you did?
I sung all night. They were on stage from about 9 till 10:30 on Friday night. And there wasn't a single song that they played where I knew, where I didn't,
you didn't know
their songs. Like, I was singing my heart out. But I kind of have a bit of a love for the Academy as a venue because it's just kind of small.
I have a hate for the Academy. I have a hate for the Academy because I was going to a gig with an ex-girlfriend and I was like, yeah, yeah, we'll go to the Academy. I was bringing her to Keane to Crow and I was like, yeah, we'll go to the Academy. And I stupidly was like, oh yeah, I know where the Academy is because my sister goes to the Academy of school, like the School of Music.
Yes.
Which is on Westland Row.
Yeah.
Which is not where the Academy venue is.
No.
And I brought her to Westland Row and I was like, it was only when I arrived onto Pier Street, I went, I'm in the wrong place. I brought her to the wrong Academy.
It's meant to go to kind of Abbey Street. It was
it's a fantastic venue.
It is. And the capacity is like 800 and it was a sellout on Friday night for Scout for Girls. But I kind of had a bit of space in the standing room.
Yes.
It wasn't squishy.
Did you go upstairs, no?
No, I was
downstairs. You were down on the thing.
I was pretty close to the actual band. I was maybe two or three rows away from the barricade.
That's so cool.
We got there at 8:30. They weren't on until 9:00.
See, that's the kind of gig you want to be going to because I feel like everyone's a little bit older.
Yes.
They're not the young ones that like, queuing up for hours
absolutely.
Beforehand.
And it wasn't a massive rave. It was kind of like jumping in the air. After a couple of songs, we were all very tired. So we all started swinging side to side because we're all mid-30s
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, the teens listening, this is all ahead of you.
I kind of had a look because the Academy is one of those venues where you think a kind of club night. And like after the show, you don't really think of like the bands that have played there. I just kind of had a look at who's played there in the past. The Killers played the Academy in 2008.
Wow.
Lily Allen 2009, Calvin Harris in 2009. I saw Example there in 2019.
Wow, that's
the
pretty good.
Maddest night of my life. I got the right at the front there that night and I was like, I was sweating from the very get-go because it was just high energy.
You have to with an Example gig.
Macklemore's played there. David Bowie played there before the Millennium. Sinead O'Connor, Mac
that is
Miller.
So cool.
Dua Lipa played the Academy in 2016.
Yeah, makes
she
sense.
Played the Aviva last year.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. More gigs in the Academy, please.
Yeah, well, there you go.
103.8. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Good morning, just gone 8. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just myself this morning and producer Callum, of course,
hello.
Is also here. Did you see the Brits performance of Somber?
Was it the stage invasion?
It was the stage invasion and everyone obviously thinks it's, oh my God, poor Somber. It was totally fake.
Yes, because, oh, I saw the stage invader kind of on the back of the shirt and it said something about Homewrecker.
Yes, it was Somber as a Homewrecker.
And his new song
is called Homewrecker.
It's called Homewrecker.
Of course it is.
So it was a PR thing.
Yeah, yeah. Although your man seemed to really push him. I wonder did Somber be like, no, seriously, really go
yeah,
for me.
Make
here.
It look
make
believable.
It look real. Because if you didn't expect it, which obviously no one did, you wouldn't read the t-shirt on the back of
yeah.
the guy who pushed Somber.
I didn't see a video. I just saw a still picture of like the security guys but they like made it again look very legit because they were wearing the security
yes.
armbands and everything.
I wonder is it actually security but the viewers were this is what the news article says. Viewers were shocked at the Brits as Somber was aggressively pushed mid performance by a man in a Somber as a Homewrecker t-shirt. However, his rep has now confirmed that the push was a PR stunt ahead of his new single Homewrecker. In fairness,
that's a bit boring.
Do you think? I was just about to say the total opposite. I was just about to say I actually think that's interesting,
but for the PR agency to come out and be like, that's boring.
Yeah, that I don't like. Just honestly, stick with the bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Totally just like, don't know what you're talking about.
Please don't do it again. Do you remember it's like when people started throwing things at people on stage?
Jesus, yeah, that was weird.
That would have been boring if it was like, actually, no, this is a bit as well.
What was your one's name? Got hit with the phone.
BB Rexa.
BB Rexa.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a weird time in the world.
Rise and shine.
Wake up.
The morning comes.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Tricky 10.
All right, the Tricky 10. Could this be the week? If you've never heard this before, this is where we ask you 10 questions. All the answers between 1 and 10. And if you get all 10 correct, you get 1,000 euro. Simple as that. Now, if you don't and you top the leaderboard, you will win yourself a fuzzy charged snooty, which will keep you cozy this winter and for the next winter and for the winter after that and the winter after that. Probably not the one after that, though. Which I think is fair enough, okay? So if you want to play at any point, Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. On to play this morning is Cathy and Luke. Good morning, guys.
Good
Good morning. Good all as well.
Cathy, all is good. Cathy, you have Luke with you there to help you. Are the two of you quizzers? Is this why you have decided to team up together and take off this 1,000 euro office?
No, I just like competition.
Do you? Okay, I like the honesty, Cathy. I like the honesty. And do you listen to this quiz?
Do
you?
How
well do you do when you answer the questions?
Not the best, but then when you hear the answers, you're like, oh, obviously that was that. Like, but yeah, not great on the spot.
Our accountants and work here just gave a sigh of relief there with the thought of you not winning the 1,000 euro. What about Luke? Is he a good quizzer?
Sometimes he can be, so we'll see how he does under the pressure too.
Very nice. I like it. What's the plan for the rest of the day?
Bring the kids to school and clean up, basically. Very boring.
Clean up the house, clean up the...
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, sounds like a busy day, Cathy and Luke. Let's see if we can get you 1,000 euro into your back pocket before it even turns 8:30. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess. Don't pass it, okay? If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a brand new fuzzy charged snooty to get cozy this winter. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you 1,000 euro on the spot. But we know why you're here. It's that 1,000 euro. Now, it's a new week, a brand new leaderboard, so you are automatically going to top it whatever your score is. So that's pretty handy. Are you ready to play? Who's going to be like the main player? Is it going to be Cathy or Luke?
Me.
Yourself, Cathy. All right, here we go. I'm going to count you in and play this. In 3, 2, 1, the tricky 10 starts now. On a 24-hour clock, what time would it be at 1,300 hours?
At 1 o'clock.
Robert Downey Jr. starred in how many standalone Iron Man films?
Four.
A standalone baseball consists of how many innings?
Six.
The Beatles were nicknamed the Fab what?
The Fab Four.
To complete the saying, a bird in the hand is worth what in the bush?
Two.
What is 49 divided by 7?
Nine.
Abraham Lincoln is a picture on the American what dollar bill?
$10.
How many letters are in the word quizzing?
Seven.
What number is a shay in English?
Seven.
The name of this game is the tricky what?
Ten.
Drop, stop the clock. All right, Cathy and Luke, how do you think you got on?
Terrible.
What do you think stumbled you?
Luke said one thing and I knew it was another and I said it anyway.
All right, well, let's count them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, a score of 4, Cathy and Luke, a score of 4. But in fairness, you're already top of the leaderboard, all right? You're already there. So if someone just... We've had a couple of 2s, we've had a couple of 3s, so that's all you're hoping for the rest of the week. Let's have a look and see what you missed out on. Robert Downey Jr. starred in how many standalone Iron Man films? You said 4, the answer was 3. A standard game of baseball consists of how many innings? You said 6, the answer is 9, actually. What is 49 divided by 7? You said 9, the answer is 7. Abraham Lincoln is pictured on the American what dollar bill? You said 10, the answer was 5. How many letters are in the word quizzing? You said 7, the answer was 8. And what number is a shay in English? Ein, do, three, kahar, kuig, shay. It is 6. Did I miss out some number?
Yeah.
Ein, do, three, kahar, kuig, shay. Yes, shay is number 6.
Yeah, but my husband said 7 and I said 6 in my head and I said 6 after. I was like, why am I missing this?
Do you know what? As the kids would say, 6-7. Listen, Cathy and Luca wasn't to be, but listen, you never know, you might top that leaderboard and win that fuzzy charge snooty, all right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a great day, guys. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Well, that's simple as it. Like, if you either know the questions or you don't, or you panic. Do you know what I mean? So if you think you can, you know, stay cool, calm, collected, answer the questions with maybe someone. I think it's very difficult to do with two people. Do you know what I mean? Because they probably have an answer and
we've had people play in the car on the way to school before and it's like one person has one answer. It's like when you do a pub quiz together.
Yes, it's tough.
And one person has one answer.
Because you also have to listen to their answer and then go, is that right though?
Yeah, and then you don't want to cause any family feuds.
Yeah.
Maybe you just need an entire car full and like maybe 10 people in a car. Minibus, the tricky minibus, and each player takes one question.
Love that. Big fan of that. All right. So if anyone does that, please do let us know. In the meantime, if you want to play the Tricky 10 tomorrow, win yourself 1,000 euro or top that leaderboard.
If you've been listening to this show for a long time or shows previous to that, and I've been around, you probably know I'm a man that loves statistics and facts and numbers and graphs and charts and planning. So you better believe my excitement. It's like Christmas comes early for me. It's my most favourite time of the year. The Central Statistics Office releasing their top baby names for 2025.
I love this time of the year. And I know that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but when you're a radio presenter, this is brilliant content.
But myself and Dave don't have kids. Well, what you don't know about anyway. But there's just something fascinating about seeing what other people have named their kids.
Yes.
And the CSO releases this list every year of like the top five. But then you can go into the website and type any name in the world and it'll tell you how many babies have been born in Ireland that year. And where it ranks in the chart.
The CSO must be a government-run website,
and there's other things on that website. I've used it a couple of times for our Game Top 10 Tuesday on a Tuesday after 9 where they do, like, the best car, the most cars sold in variants and whatever. But I just want to do a real quick, quick fire review. Do you have any idea of what you think will make up the top five boys' names?
Top five boys' names. I want to say Jack is in there.
Yeah.
Jack is in there.
So Jack, a fun fact about Jack. Jack was number one between 2017 and 24. So it was spent 8 years on top, but it was knocked off of number one this year by another name.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I know the girls' ones more. Boys, what would a boy be called? David's not on there, I presume.
No, he's not in the top five. Rian was number one.
Rian. Oh, yeah, of course.
Really popular boy's name. Jack is number two. Noah, number three. Nick, our boss, has a son called Noah. You're basic.
Yeah, basic.
James is number four, and Oisín is number five.
Okay, very nice.
And then for the girls, top five.
I know, because my cousin had a baby and called her Sadie.
Sadie is number five.
Yes.
In that list anymore?
I want to say Grace.
Grace is number four.
Come on.
Should have done this for Top 10 Tuesday.
No, I'd be terrible. I have no idea of what else would be.
Lily, Neve? Ava, no. And Fia.
Lily, Ava and Fia. I really like the name Fia.
Lily has been climbing. That name was number nine a few years ago. Then last year it was fifth. And then this year, 2025, so last year, was first. So
Lily's first, number
Lily
one.
Lily is number one now. Going into us, because like I said, you can put your own name in there.
Yeah, so would it tell you like how far down the list of you are or how many babies?
So there was 114 Davids born last year.
In Ireland.
Which
I would have thought it'd be so much more.
But that was the 45th most popular boy's name.
Okay.
So kind of high up, but 20 less than 2024. So there's 20 less Davids born last year. So there was 134 Davids in 24, and then there was 114 Davids in 25.
There's a weird trend going on. I feel like, especially with maybe Irish names starting to come through, like Fia. And the Grace is probably English, isn't it? Fia, and then what else? Oisín, and for boys.
I'll have to do a check if there's a specific Dahi. See if that is thrown on it.
Oh, Dahi would be good, actually.
I'll have a
look
in a sec. There was loads of Callums in 2024. So the year before.
Was there more Callums than Dave's?
So in 2024, there was 154 Callums and only 134 Davids. And then last year in 25, there was 50 less Callums, only 107 Callums.
Okay, so we're coming back, thank God.
Yeah, Callums is dropping away. Emma's
that must be because of you.
Come and be to it. I don't want to be associated with them. Emma's are dropping as well. 187 Emma's in 24, but 137 in 25.
Okay, very good.
Fiona's on the rise, so we can count this for this show. She was unheard of before 2025. There were 6 Fionas born in 2024, but 12 born in 2025.
Oh, she's doubled.
Doubled the amount.
Well done, Fiona.
Just looking at
why aren't people calling their babies Fiona anymore? Yeah. Or like David is what I can't believe there was only 111 Davids last year or something. This year, that's nuts.
Something close to your heart, 39 Pippas.
39 Pippas
last year. So 39 little Pippas running around.
Oh my God!
And something close to both of our hearts. And I like this one because it's kind of a bit of an old-fashioned name. My girlfriend is called Linda, and you've a housemate called Linda.
Yes.
In the 23 and 24 survey, there weren't enough Lindas to be counted in Ireland because you have to have at least 3 for data protection rules.
Stop.
But last year, there were 4 Lindas!
Yay! Congratulations, Lindas.
So if you want to make my day today, just throw in any random names, even if you want your name searched on 0877 111038. And in the next couple of minutes, I'll see where you rank.
That's very exciting because Pippa's name isn't actually Pippa.
Oh, it's short.
for Philippa.
It's short for Philippa.
Oh, I'll see if that one's
but
on the
we'll,
list.
We'll never ever mention that.
My fingers are on fire.
Yeah, you've been very busy in the last 2 minutes. If only that song was longer.
So in the over the weekends, the CSO, the Central Statistics Office, have released their 2025 top baby names. And it's my favourite time of the year because it means that I get to do a bit of data research, a little bit of fact checking. And I love a graph and a spreadsheet. And I asked you this morning, just send me some names and I will tell you where they ended up on the list in Ireland in 2025.
Mother of God, this was more popular than anything we've ever done.
I know, it's crazy. It's like if all these people enter the cash machine, the cash machine's making a lot of money. So before we get to what you've said, I was going through the list of names close to our heart and I was saying about Pippas.
Yes.
So your girlfriend is called Pippa and I told you that there are 39 Pippas born in Ireland last year.
Which is interesting because her name is actually Philippa, but no one calls her Philippa.
Well, I checked, and last year, there are only 5 Philippas born.
Yes, okay, good. Let's just so, actually get rid of them.
Ah, Pippa, you're unique to it. So on 0877 11 1038 this morning, I did ask you just to send a load of names, and I will tell you how many of those were born in Ireland in 2025.
Yeah, but so, stop sending them now, because his fingers are bleeding.
Yeah, like you should have, like my keyboard has worn out. So we first start off with Rio. So don't forget,
Rio.
If they don't make the list, it means there are 3 or less babies that have been born in Ireland that year. There were 19 Rios last year.
R-I-O.
Like wow. Rio Ferdinand.
Oh my God.
So Rio is there. Carol messaging saying, can you check my name? There's definitely not going to be enough names in there. Carol, you are correct. There were not enough Carols born in Ireland last year to rank in the list. Actually, in 2010, that was the last time Carol's ranked with 3 or more Carols born.
Oh my God.
So if you want a unique baby name, get Carol
that's
in there.
That's nuts that there's a 16-year-old Carol walking around somewhere in Ireland.
I know, it is mad. Grayson is a name that someone suggested. That was also 19 Graysons born last year.
Grayson is a lovely name.
Hayden, there were 21 Haydens in there. And 31 Reggies.
Stop.
Yeah, someone asked for Reggie in there. And then
people
a couple
are big fans of the Ratmines restaurant.
And then a couple of names that people suggested that don't have enough data in there. Agnes, no data
no,
in there,
there
for Agnes.
Be.
And Elise as well, but that is spelled A-L-I-S-E.
And what about like Karen? I imagine Karen is just not a chance in hell there was any, because obviously given the name has just had such a...
I think Karen is kind of resurging.
Is it
though?
Coming back?
Let me just do a little search of that. Okay, no, you're very right. The Karen last ranked in Ireland, there were 3 Karens born in 2019, yeah. And then after that, there were 3 or less.
You couldn't do that to your child, could you?
Karen's, ring back Karen for next year.
My Sunday was lovely. Like Saturday night, me and Piva just chilled out on the couch, watched some TV, and we were in bed early. It was very, very nice. Sunday, we said, we'll do it real wholesome. We'll go down into the village where she lives, and we'll go and get some breakfast for ourselves.
And it's a very nice village.
It is a very nice village out in Blackrock. And so we went down, and we said, right, we'll go get some lunch or breakfast or whatever. We had a lie-in, and then we said we'd go and get something to eat. Now, again, I'm not the most adventurous of eaters. Do you know what I mean? I like my plane.
Yeah, you're a man.
I'm more adventurous than people, than other people are. But yeah. I still like when I went to breakfast yesterday. I asked for no tomato and no mushroom.
You're a very kind of beige man. We went out when Fiona went off on maternity.
Yes.
We went out for breakfast as well, and you were like, "Oh, I'll just have like the sausage and the rashers."
Yeah.
And
I'll do the white pudding. I'll do the toast, and yeah. I'll have some hash brown or whatever. So I say to your one yesterday, I was just like, can I just get this breakfast? Can I get it without any tomato? And can I get it without any mushroom? Now, this is my favourite sentence that a breakfast place can ask. And it is, do you want any replacements?
Oh,
just standing ovation for you as a breakfast place. If you ask me, do I want an extra sausage or do I want extra eggs or whatever?
It's very good because when you remove something, you're obviously losing some sustenance from the plate.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to say, oh, we'll replace it for you. Fair play.
Amazing. Well, I asked, could I get a hash brown and some chips? Instead of the mushroom and the tomato. Now, that was obviously going too far. And she said, listen, we can't replace it with that. We can't replace a mushroom and tomato with a hash brown and chips. And I said, that's absolutely fair enough.
Double potato-ish.
Yeah, I said, that's absolutely fair. I'll still get them anyway.
Yeah.
I don't need the mushroom and tomato. I'm happy to pay extra for the chips and for the hash brown. To be honest, the only reason we went to that specific restaurant was to get the hash brown.
Okay.
It's so, so good. Okay. So what happened was, she arrives with the food and she said, the chef thought that your plate looked very bare. Without the tomato and without the mushroom. So what he's done is he's put two hash browns on the plate for you. I said, "Ah, oh, that is so nice.
Very nice.
Thank you." And she goes, "And here's your chips." I said, "This is going to be a fantastic breakfast." And she goes, "And there's your portion of hash browns." What? No, hold on. Hold on a second now. Hold on. You just specifically asked. Okay, so I now have six hash browns in front of me. And I know, as I say, I'm picky, but I'm also a very light eater. I don't eat a lot.
That breakfast that we had when Fiona went on maternity, you left a lot.
Yeah, I do. I kind of, I don't know what it is, but I'm not
when
a big...
When you're full, you know when you're done.
I know when I'm full. I'm not a big food person. Do you know what I mean? So I now have my breakfast, which is two sausages, some scrambled eggs, I have rashers, and I also have two hash browns. Lovely.
Yeah.
And then in front of me, I have a big bowl of chips, and I have four hash browns. And Pippa has like this kind of ham and cheese croissant. I said, "Do you want a hash brown?" "No, thanks." "Oh yeah, of course not. Don't help me out." So I start having food anxiety, right? And I go to Pippa. I said, "No, I'm anxious now. I'm freaking out about a bit now. Like, this is so much food." And she's like, "Just don't be anxious." "Thanks, Pippa. Unbelievable." That's why she's my girlfriend. I love my life.
Hey, I'm feeling sad. Just don't be sad.
Just don't be sad. Don't be anxious. So she was like, "Oh, just send them back." I was like, "What? Send them back? Is that an option?" But they've given me two for free.
Yeah.
They've given me two out of the kindness of their heart and then said, "And here's the one you ordered." But I didn't need the ones I ordered. I had two on the plate. That's all I wanted. Now I have six hash browns. So 087 711 1038. Knowing everything you know about me, what do you think I did? What do you think I did with said four hash browns? Do you think I sent them back? Do you think I ate them? Do you think I hid them? What are your theories on what I did with the hash brown? I'm just curious as to what people think of
me. Because I don't even know what you've done here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, part of me is like, you wouldn't say anything. I think you would just leave them and just walk out.
See,
when
I'll only
done.
Say, I this is what I usually would do, is I would only say something to a manager or to a place,
yeah,
if they've done something wrong.
Yeah, but
they've been too kind. They haven't done anything wrong. So what do you think I did? 087 711 1038. Voice notes are welcome on this. I'm just curious as to what your perception of me is. So what did I do with the hash browns? Let me know. 087 711 1038. I will tell you. Over the weekend I went for a lovely breakfast with my girlfriend Pippa, and I didn't want the tomato and I didn't want the mushroom on my breakfast. And she said the most amazing thing that anyone could say in that time the waitress, she said, "Would you like any replacements?" When I said the replacements I want, she said, "We can't replace them with them." And I said, "Okay, fair enough. I wanted chips and I wanted hash browns." What the chef then did, said my plate was too bare and said it just looked a bit depressing, which is very funny to think of. So he put two hash browns onto the plate.
That is really sound, because I've done this before as well and they haven't given me the option for the replacements.
Yeah.
And
there's some restaurants don't do it.
Yeah, and the plate is like, it's pathetic.
It's so
the amount of money that you're paying for like three beans.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
It's not fair at all. So when she did say that, I was like, "Oh, it's amazing." But the things I wanted were too expensive to be a replacement of a tomato and a mushroom. So I wanted a plate of chips and I wanted some hash brown. The chef said, "Too bare of a plate, yeah. I'll give you two hash browns." But then she came down with a portion of hash browns. So I had six hash browns.
And a plate of chips.
That's too many hash browns. Plus a breakfast. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's too much food. So I was curious, you knowing me from however long you've listened to this show, what do you think I did? 087 711.
A lot of people with a lot of varied suggestions.
Really? Okay, good to know. Cahill was on.
Right, if you're anything like me, I know you ate every single one of those hash browns and you probably felt sick all day long, but it was worth it because you didn't have to make a complaint or talk about the nice food they gave you for free. In this economy anyway, to be getting free food, you can't be saying no.
That's very true. Francis was also on.
Brought the hash browns home in a doggy bag.
Yeah, in a doggy bag. All right, Carl.
Dave, a pathetic little man like you, I'd say.
Thanks,
you
Carl.
Asked Pippa to put them in her bag or something, or hide them. Because you didn't want to send them back.
I did actually, but she said no, so I had to just figure something else out. Marius.
Because you said you love hash browns made it by that place. I think you ask for a takeaway box and you cook them home.
Interesting. Ursula?
I love hash browns on toast, which is lovely. But I am not sure what you've done with them, but I really, really, really hope that you did keep them, because if it was me, I would be eating them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hash browns on toast is like super carb.
We've found like a hash brown family. Like we found like a fan club of hash brown people. People loving hash browns.
There's people who I know that would have hash browns on a breakfast roll, and I was like, I think that's just too much.
No, I'd definitely do that.
It's bread.
That's what I ask for. I ask for a bread and obviously the roll, and then three sausages and a cut of hash brown.
Would you get wedges in the roll?
No. That would be, don't be ridiculous. Victoria's on. Victoria, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good, yourself,
Dave? Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. All right, Victoria, what do you think I did? What is your perception of me that I did as a person with these hash browns?
Right, you asked for a little takeaway box and you throwed them in the takeaway box and you throwed them in the air fryer later on and you had a lovely little munch in the afternoon.
Victoria, I actually am just so shocked at how well you know me. That is literally...
There's no point in wasting food, Dave.
That is exactly what I did. I ate two of them, though. I ate two of them, and then I brought the other two home because I didn't want to waste them. But I didn't want the other two. I'd already had two hash browns. So then I had eaten four hash browns, and I felt so sick walking home.
Carb overload.
With four hash browns in my stomach and two in my hand. It was hash brown overload. Victoria, well done. We'll send you out some IMC Cinema Passes just because you were absolutely spot on with that.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Have a great day, Victoria. Good luck.
Thank you, bye, bye, bye.
I like the way she got the IMC cinema, or not the IMC, I like the way she got the air fryer correct.
The air fryer hates to see you come in.
Yeah, it really did. Oh, lads, four hash browns. I honestly rolled home. Rolled home. Niamh was also on 087-711-1038.
Dave, don't mind the hash browns. I need to know, did you go out with your housemate, man, or auntie? Come on, you need to give us the goss. Did you let Pippa down? How did the weekend go? Come on, spill the tea.
I said, just so everyone knows, that I last weekend, Pippa said, oh, are we hanging out this weekend? I said, yeah. But then I got a better offer of my housemate's mum and her auntie coming down, and we always, you know, go out, and it's good crack. And
you
so
brought it to the show on Tuesday last week, being like, should I go with Pippa? Oh, I know it was. How do I tell Pippa?
It wasn't even should I go. It was how do I tell Pippa? Anyway, I did tell her in the end, and she was like, "Yeah, grand, fine, whatever."
Pippa is so sound.
Yeah, she's chill enough. Like, but then I was just like, "Oh no, I can't do that." So I hung out with the my housemate and her mom and her auntie on Friday, and then for Saturday night I chilled with Pippa.
Okay, so best of both.
Best of both worlds. I am the best boyfriend.
Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. 4 minutes past nine. Monday morning, you're with Emma, Dave and Fiona at the 2nd of March already. This is crazy.
The year is flying by and I don't like it.
Yeah, it's very quick already.
It'll soon be Christmas.
It will. And do you know what? It'll soon be my birthday in April. And me and the housemates were kind of talking about, like, you can't really have a 31st and invite people.
Yeah, so last year on the show, we did a massive kids' birthday party, but for adults in Jump Zone and Sandtree.
It was the best, right?
For Dave's 30th birthday. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
But
so,
you don't really, like, after 30, what's the next big birthday? 50?
40. Life begins at 40.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? It's all the O's. So 40 is probably next. But 31, what'll I do in April? So we were talking about, just as a house, if we could rent a magician. So just have a magician come into the house and then expecting a big party, and it's just me, Ben and Linda just sitting there on the couch.
Perform for us.
Yeah.
We never got a magician for your 30th.
No,
did we?
I know. That's
we
what
got
I was,
face
like, what
painting and a like a photo booth thing.
Everything we got was perfect, but I just feel like I don't know where we would have fit a magician, in fairness. But if we put a magician into our house, they could come and do a few tricks, and we'll all be just sitting on the couch going. So that's the plan. Experienced something for, you know, kind of the first time over the weekend, and I have a newfound respect for parents. I just find it amazing that you do this without a break.
I don't know if this is going to be great or terrible PR for you, and I'm strapping myself in for the next 3 minutes.
I know, I'm going to get in so much trouble here, but I really do have a new respect for parents. I think you're amazing. I did 1 hour in a house, in my own house, with help, by the way, and I was an anxious wreck by the end of it. I went after the child left. I was just like, oh, mother of God, I feel like I need to sit down, I need water, I need a break. Anyway, as I was telling you last week, my housemate, her mother and her auntie were coming up and we were going to go out and it was going to be a bit of crack and whatever. But because the mother and the auntie were out, cousins from around the area started coming over or whatever. Well, you know, whatever. So they came over and one of the cousins brought their kid. The kid will call, I don't know, Alana. So the kid is called Alana, and which is really stupid because I couldn't think of a name that is actually the kid's name. So there's no hiding from this. I just couldn't think of any girl's name, so I just called her by her name. So I'll call her Alana because that's her name.
The great thing about Dave, he can work really quick on the spot.
Really good on my feet. Anyway, so Alana came over, and Alana is a lot of work. Great kid, like really good crack. But when you're in that environment and you feel like the mom is kind of checked out because she's catching up with the family, do you know what I mean? So, and she's brought the kid over and she's like, there's Dave now, go and play with Dave. And you're like, right, okay, here we go.
I don't want to be doing this.
So what I did was I got her really, really excited on sugar. So I gave her a load of mini eggs, but apparently she had brought her own sweets as well. So I gave her mini eggs. She had brought her own popping candy. She had brought Skittles, and she'd brought like some, I don't know. You know those weird tube of purple sweets you used to get in Halloween bags? And they're just, they honestly taste like Listerine. They're awful.
Palm of violets.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. They just taste like Listerine. Not a big fan of them, and she brought them. And then she started doing things like, you know, walk around the house looking for a phone. She found my phone and she was like, can I play on your phone? I'm like, I think she's like six or something, I'm not entirely sure. So I'm like, I don't know if you know how to work a phone.
And your phone is pretty new and pretty expensive.
And pretty, like, I like my phone. I don't want to give it to a child because I'm worried about what they're going to do.
I guess you. Our boss Nick, he gives his kids his phone, and you should see the state of his phone. It's beaten up.
See, that's what I think. And like, Alana, I love the kid. She's great and all. But like, she's like, walking around the house going, you know what I mean? Like, and then she has my phone and she's wiping her nose and then clicking on my phone. I'm going, oh, mother of God. And then she's like, can I go up to your rooms? And I'm like, I don't know, are you allowed to do that? Can you go upstairs? Is that a thing? You can go on up there. Saying to the mom, is that okay? She's like, yeah, she's fine. I'm like, okay, I don't know what she's going to find in my room, but I'm instantly like on edge, her being in my room. There was never a time when I switched off. Everyone was just giving her more sugar and then telling her to, you know, do things, which then made me anxious. So that was what it was like having a child for 1 hour. I went to the pub after and I was like, I had to sit there for at least 10 minutes just for a second, just gather myself. It was really, really tough. So I really have a newfound respect for parents.
And it was really interesting because a couple of weeks ago, just before Fiona, when you got a baby Annabelle doll to kind of look after for a day, and you took the mick a little bit and you took it to the pub or whatever, but what you didn't see listening is when Dave saw this doll to start with in studio, he was the most maternal, most gentlest, most kind man that you've ever met.
And I'm like, good with kids.
Yeah.
Kids love me. I don't know why, but kids do love me, but I can only deal with them for an hour.
And I also think because it was a baby and it was a doll, you were kind of like, ah, yeah, I can get away with this and not be, like, there's no responsibility here because this doll won't die.
Yeah. But see, with the kid that was over at the weekend, like, every time I'd give her, like, you know, a few mini eggs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then after she'd eat one, the mom would be like, okay, no more sugar now, Alana. And Alana would be like, Alana would just keep eating them. And I'd be like, am I going to get in trouble on behalf of you? So if you're listening and you're a parent, I think you're amazing, because that was really, really difficult for me. And I only did it for an hour. And I had help. There was other people in the house. So I knew she wasn't going to hurt herself or anything. I don't know how you do it. Horrible.
Good morning to you. I want to talk about a horse that is old.
That is old. Yes. Brilliant. Perfect.
The horse...
That's just typical Callum wanted to beat a dead horse.
No, the horse is still alive.
Oh, thank God.
Not dead. The horse's name is Fancy, and it's been given the title as the world's oldest horse at the age of 37 years and 329 days.
37 years?
It's the oldest living horse.
That's amazing.
Because there have been horses that have lived for longer... But they're now dead. So that's very sad.
37 years is amazing.
In my head, and this is what I'm going to get to. In my head, 37 years for a horse. Horses, for me, I feel like live a lot longer than that.
Yeah, I actually get what you mean. Like, I never really put a lifespan on a horse, to be perfectly honest with you.
It gives me, like, not tortoise vibes, because tortoises can live on for, like, 17 minutes.
150, dude!
But this
it's
is...
still young! That's a Finding Nemo reference.
I got in such a weird Wikipedia rabbit hole this morning of old animals. Because I was like, okay, a horse is 37 years old, and... like, literally, there's not... It doesn't go, like, much longer than that for a horse. But there are some animals that I found on this list that is insane.
Are you going to do the dog one that's really old that people think that it's a scam?
No, I'm actually not.
Do you know that story?
No.
There's a story about a really old dog that they think that the owner swapped out for another dog like after 20 years of it living or whatever. And it was like, no, now it's 40. And it's just like, this is nuts. It's also a scam. It's just like, it's like this guy is lying for attention.
It's a different dog or it's just like a really old looking puppy.
Yeah.
So 37 years is the oldest living horse at the minute. Old Billy is the horse who is the I'm trying to think of the word. The oldest horse on record.
Okay, and he's dead now.
He's dead. He's 62 years old.
Dear God.
Yeah, so that is an old horse, okay?
He died when he was 62?
Yes.
That's nuts.
But is Fatu the gorilla older or younger than Old Billy?
I think Fatu is probably older. I'd say gorilla could probably live a while.
Gorilla, not much longer, actually. 68 years.
Okay, I was right, though.
So very close. What about Cookie the cockatoo? Cookie the cockatoo. Cookie the cockatoo, or was, because these are all dead now.
The cockatoos probably live quite long. Maybe I want to say older than 68.
Cookie the cockatoo lived for 83 years.
Yeah, Cookie!
1933 to 2016.
Amazing, that's some life.
Unbelievable. What about Greater the flamingo?
No, flamingos I don't think would have lived that long. I would say they're younger than the cockatoo.
Trick question, it was the same. 83 years old there. How about Debbie the polar bear?
Brilliant name. Brilliant name. Polar bear, no. I don't think they could live that long.
You're correct. Polar bear is probably half the age on there. 42 years old.
Why am I so good at this? This is really weird.
And then finally, I will give you one more. Andreas the brown bear. Older or younger than a polar bear?
I'm going to say he was... I'm going to say the bear was younger than the polar bear.
You're wrong. 50. I suppose warmer climates maybe nicer to live.
I would have thought so, yeah. I like that. And I hope Fancy keeps going for many more years.
Up Fancy.
Up Fancy. That's not my name. What? That's not my name. Mm-mm. That's not my name. Fiona usually does it now, so I kind of forget about it entirely. It's really annoying, actually. Anyway, welcome on into the game called That's Not My Name. This is without any hints or clues. I try and guess your name. If I do it correctly, you will win yourself 16 IMC Cinema Passes. You had to voice note me on WhatsApp saying my name is, and then your name, to 0877111038. You have done that. I appreciate that. I have not heard them, obviously. That'd be really stupid if I'd heard them. Only producer Callum has heard them. He has put them on, so I'm going to play them out for you so you can hear them, but I'm going to take my headphones off so everyone, bar me, is going to know everyone's name. All right? So that's how this is going to go. Let's see if I can guess someone's name. And I'm honestly freaked that I have to do this completely on my own.
You've got to guess
nine different names.
If it goes all the way to the end.
This is going to be nuts. All right, so I'm going to take my headphones off. You're going to hear the voice note. So my headphones are now off.
My name is Jennifer.
Player one, let's get it done.
All right, player one, how are you?
Hi, Dave, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Okay, I'm going to try and guess your name. Here we go. Is your name Amanda?
That's not my name.
Okay, that's okay. I have two other guesses. I'm going to get this. Is your name, player one, Debbie?
That's not my name.
Okay, that's fine. Here we go, because this is the important one. Player one, my third guess. Is your name Orla?
No.
Ah! All right, player one, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name's Jennifer.
Jennifer, a beautiful name. I'm so sorry I couldn't guess it, but thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
No problem at all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's okay. That's okay. I still have six more guesses because we still have two players off. So my headphones are going to come off again. You're going to hear the voice note that the person sent. I will not, and then we will get into the call. My headphones are now off.
My name is Liana.
Player two, let's speak to you.
All right, player two, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm going to try and guess your name. Here we go. Player two, is your name Shauna?
That's not my name.
Player two, is your name Lucy?
That's not my name.
All right. Player two. This is so difficult. When you have all the guesses, it's really hard.
Whilst Dave is kind of deliberating, I will let you know that he is just literally scrolling through his phone contacts to look at names.
That's all I'm doing.
And to try and guess.
All right, here we go. Name. Player two, is your name Claire?
That's not my name.
Player two, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Leanna.
Your name is Leanna. Now, in fairness, I was never getting that one.
Do you have any Leannas in your phone book?
I don't think I do. I have a Leanne, but I don't have a Leanna. A Leanna is actually a gorgeous name. No, I have just one Leanne. Leanne, sorry I couldn't guess it, but have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right. This is it. This is the one. I can feel it. I can feel it. Here we go. One more time. I'm going to take my headphones off. You will hear the voice note. I will not hear the voice note. My headphones are now off.
My name is Rachel.
Player three, wait and see.
Wait and see. I like it. All right, player three, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. All right, here we go, player three. Another female. Well, I hope. Sorry if I've got that wrong. Okay, I'm going to go. Is your name, player three, Emily?
That's not my name.
Is your name, player three? Do you know, someone just emailed me called Zoe, so why don't I go with that? Is your name Zoe?
That's not my name.
Okay, why would it be? Of course it wouldn't be. All right, here we go, player three. My last guess. Is your name... Is your name... Rebecca.
Oh, no, that's not my name.
Ah! Oh, was I obviously close? What's your name? No.
Rachel.
I'm going to die. That's so annoying. Rachel, I'm so sorry I couldn't guess your name, but have a fantastic day.
That's no problem. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Wasn't the player we did an example of earlier on, that was a Rachel that turned out to be a Rebecca?
Yeah. It was the opposite.
It was the opposite of what happened there. Oh, that's so annoying. But it's good news for you because it ups the IMC Cinema Passes to 18 Woo! Next week. If we guess your name, someone will win 18 IMC Cinema Passes on That's Not My Name.